This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Something to write home about.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If you've grown weary of the economic doom and gloom, I have just the thing for you this morning. Positive signs. First of all, the Labor Department handed in a better-than-expected jobs report for April. There were 20,000 job losses, but that's a lot fewer than March, and the unemployment rate actually fell a tick to 5%. Plus, the dollar gained strength once again today overseas. And oil prices are down $7 this week to about $113 a barrel. So the Dow is above 13,000 and climbing this morning. In early trading, the Dow has gained 80 points to 13,090. The NASDAQ is up 7. The S&P 500 has put on 9. In Asia today, the markets added 2%, and European shares are almost 2% higher. There is one area of the employment picture that's not so bright. A new report says state governments are really short on cash at the moment. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
The report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found that 25 states face budget shortfalls totaling about $40 billion. Revenues from sales and corporate taxes have slowed with the cool economy, and expenses are on the rise. But unlike the slowdown in 2001 and 2002, the center's Iris Lav says the housing crisis has taken a toll this time.
States that have the highest number of foreclosures are the states that are in the worst fiscal trouble. For the states that are particularly hard hit, this could be very prolonged.
The state budget freefall is relatively broad-based, but with oil, food, and commodity prices scaling new heights, states with energy and food resources are holding their own. Texas, Alaska, Iowa, and Kansas are some of the standouts. Some states that are hurting have enacted hiring freezes to help balance the books. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Gasoline at $4 a gallon means smaller is better. In April, one out of every five cars sold in the U.S. was a compact or a subcompact. That may be a first for the industry. A decade ago, only one in eight cars was small. If you can fit in the back seat of your friend's small car, maybe you can kick back and watch a little TV. AT&T launches a new service this weekend so you can enjoy the tube on your cell phone. Stacey Vanek-Smith tells us what to look for.
There's an awful lot going on in the world right now. I'm not going to lie to you. It's mostly bad things.
Comedy Central is one of nearly a dozen channels that will be offered on AT&T Mobile TV. Porter Bibb with Media Tech Capital Partners says small screen programming has a huge future.
There's no question mobile TV is going to hit very big, particularly with the iPhone because of the good definition on the screen.
Small business owner Tim Brown makes time-lapse recording software. He's in the market for a new cell phone and says video capabilities will be a huge selling point.
I can imagine watching video podcasts and saving a video of my kid, or I make lots of short 30-second cool videos, which would look really good on there because then you can just show it to people.
Networks are getting excited about the possibilities, too. They've been developing mobisodes, 3 to 5 minute shows especially designed for mobile viewing. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. And by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Tomorrow is the 134th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Street Sense draws alongside, and Street Sense has roared from 19th position to win the Derby by 2.
Bettors will throw down more than $100 million on the race. But picking this year's winner is even harder than usual. Churchill Downs has a dirt track, but many of the races leading up to the Derby were run on synthetic surfaces, which are all different. We're joined by Jenny Reese. She covers horse racing for the Louisville Courier-Journal. Jenny, why have so many tracks gone synthetic?
The major motivation is to reduce injuries in racehorses, and the early returns were quite promising. And if you can reduce injuries, if you can reduce the money that owners are spending on veterinary bills, you will have larger fields, more horses running in races, and you'll get more owners in the game because they won't be busted by injuries to horses and veterinary bills.
Here in California, the state actually mandated that the racetracks be synthetic. Why hasn't Churchill changed?
Well, because you're talking about 134 years of tradition, and you don't lightly change something as dramatic as the racing surface. These tracks are very expensive. I mean, you're talking probably at least $10 million for a lot of them to put in. And some people say there's still the same number of injuries. They're just different types of injury.
Hmm. You have all these different surfaces, and handicappers are trying to determine how these horses match up against each other in the Derby. And everybody seems to be throwing up their hands this year. Do you think the uncertainty is good for the business of horse racing, or is it bad for business?
Well, there's anecdotal reports. Some of the big players have cut back their betting because the synthetics, they feel like there's just not a consistency. They can't get a handle on it, so they're not betting as much. Jeff Harmon, who's the co-owner of Bob Blackjack, he told me he lives in California, went to all synthetics. He's cut his betting 75%. But there's also the economy. So which is it? It's probably, like a lot of things, it's a variety of factors.
All right, Jenny, who's your pick?
Well, I'm going with one of those synthetic track horses, Colonel John. I think that he's bred for the dirt, and who knows, maybe he'll actually improve on the dirt. And that would be scary because he's been a very impressive horse.
I totally agree. Jenny Reese from the Louisville Courier-Journal. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Happy handicapping.
The Courier-Journal has a great database if you want to learn about this year's Derby contenders. It's called DataTrack, and it's on the paper's website. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.